Well, Michael, you've hit the landmark, 100 games for Donegal and as a second-half substitute. How was the occasion for you?
Grand, I suppose. It's just good to get on. And I suppose number one for me is just to really get fitness back up and get it up to a level, I suppose, that you would be comfortable with. And it's going to take a wee while for that yet. But I'm mad to be back out there and amongst everyone, I suppose, when the games start and you see the games out there, you're just mad to get involved and get into it. And I suppose that proved when I tried to get in. You know, some things went well and some things just didn't go as well. But that's the way.
You got a nice ovation from the crowd when they seen you coming off the substitutes benching again then at the presentation at the end.
I think that was maybe for Michal coming off. He had a fantastic game, but the crowd was fantastic out there today, and anytime you get an opportunity to put on a Donegal jersey, whether it be McKenna Cup, National League or Championship, it's just huge, I'm just delighted, I suppose, to be able to get the opportunity again to do it.
Yeah, and it's a good way to start the year as well. You get the first one of 2016. It's always a nice way to start a new campaign.
That's it. It's just as games. And I suppose there's an excitement, I suppose, after Christmas and all that comes, that people are mad to get back out and they're mad to watch Gaelic football again. And I suppose that proves with the crowd that's out there. But I suppose, you know, along with that too, there's just a hunger in us as players to get out there. You know, you had to see the performances of some of the lads there today. It was absolutely phenomenal, and I suppose they keep that level up. It's going to be difficult for everyone, and make Rory's job as difficult as possible. And that's all you can hope for. You know, they just really have brought a breath of fresh air into proceedings, and you know their quality too really, really shines through and shone through there today.
Yeah, and is there an added edge or excitement now in the squad ahead of this year because of the amount of young new faces that are in there? Like, there's 12 of them in total altogether. So.
There's a good freshness there, and there's a really, really positivity around it. You know, I think just the quality of them, you know, and the hunger of them, you know, they're really adding a bit of an extra dimension even for us all that have maybe been on the squad over the last couple of years. And you know, we just had to see, I suppose, today Kieran Thompson hitting 4 points. And you know, the performances of Michal and Stephen there in the wings and even Jack O'Brien, and you know, the likes of, you know, coming up from the back, you know, it was just really, really phenomenal games. Marty Riley and Eamon Doherty had rocked all the games along with Killen Ward. You know, the list goes on. Danny came in there and had a brilliant game. But I suppose they've been through minor campaigns at provincial level and All-Ireland level, and also been through, you know, under-21 campaigns to a certain amount. So it's... you know, it's to be expected, I suppose, in a way too, for them to come in there and feel comfortable as they did, you know.
What's your own feeling like at the moment? Because you took a break from the international rules and the Ulster, and that's your first break you've had in a long time. So is it a different sort of feeling now for you this time of the year? Are you in better shape now in a January than you've ever been before, Michael?
I feel fresh. I suppose fitness levels need to get there and they need to get up. I know that myself, and they'll get there, I suppose, through the McKenna Cup and through the next couple of months, you know, and that's what I look forward to. But I feel fresh and I feel hungry, and more importantly, as any footballer will tell you, when you're injury free, it's a great place to be in. You know, you can train away and train away, but if you're feeling niggles and feeling tired and things like that, there it can be tough. But now, thanks be to God, as I say, the off season have come and went, and I suppose once a couple of weeks go, you're looking forward to the next thing, and that's the way it progressed over the winter months for me, you know.
Just finally, Brendan Devaney said in commentary when you come on that you could possibly be the first player ever to play 200 games. I haven't reached the 100 mark today, Michael.
If hips and knees stay up, as I say, I'll get over the next 10 and we'll keep taking a 10 from there. And as I say, it's knock me as long as you're fit, you play games. I was always like that, whether kind of cup games, National League games and then Championship games, and most of the boys are always like that too. You just want to get out and play and keep fresh and keep sharp, you know.
Well done today in reaching the 100, and well done the victors.
Thanks, Ashley. All right, cheers. Thanks, Michael.